Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, the same people in literal terror that Elon Musk might be the shadow president. Totally cool today. You'll see this. Totally cool with Hunter Biden, who is on the Chinese payroll. That's indisputable. Serving as Joe's virtual chief of staff. Here's Jake Tapper explaining that that's pretty much what he did.
How big a factor was the Hunter stuff?
I think it was considerable. I think Hunter was driving the decision making for the family in a way that people, he was almost like a chief of staff of the family.
Does that strike you as pretty bizarre?
It's bizarre because I think he is provably, demonstrably unethical, sleazy, and prone to horrible decisions.
I mean, tell me how you really feel.
Well, I mean, I just look at the record. I mean, after his brother died, he cheated on his wife with his brother's widow and then got her addicted to crack. That's just one thing I could say. I mean, I don't have a lot of personal regard for him, and just based on having nothing to do with, I barely have ever met him. I've met him like once or twice, but I knew Bo. Bo was a great, upstanding guy.
I knew him too. Really,
a real loss for the country too, not just for his family, for the country. But Hunter is not that, and the idea of letting him drive the family car, as it were, is just really, really questionable.
Hunter Biden was Joe's chief of staff. That who is operating the auto pen? This is why Congress needs to get to the bottom of who is operating the auto pen. If we're now finding out it wasn't Joe Biden, Joe Biden was, you know, off in gosh knows where. Hunter Biden was the president? Was he the president? I mean, nothing would surprise me at this point with the Democrats. Nothing. It would make sense, the guy that took $30 million from the Chinese Communist Party that was the subject of the investigation by the IRS for fraud, bribery, and money laundering. That was just one of the tranches of money, by the way, that Hunter took from the Chinese on behalf of the Biden family. We know that from the IRS whistleblowers. I bring that up every single day. You know what I don't understand? If all of that was under investigation by the IRS before, right? And the DOJ and the FBI silenced the two IRS agents who were put in charge of that. Again, they were investigating bribery. They were investigating tax evasion. They were investigating money laundering. And they were investigating foreign influence over the Biden family itself. And they flat out told Catherine Herridge, hey, Joe is the big guy. We knew that. He got 10%. This is just one $30 million deal that they were concentrating on, that the whole Biden family profited from, but not a damn one of them paid taxes. They were silenced by the Bill Barr DOJ. There's at least three felonies there in what I just listed. That doesn't even count the Bohai Harvest deals. It doesn't count any of the Chinese money, like the $11 million that was transferred in like $5 and $6 million tranches. If we could investigate this in 2019, when they already had control the laptop, it turns out. Where's the investigation now? Where is it? We want to resume it? Want to go ahead and look into it? Was Hunter operating the White House on behalf of the Chinese, the Communist Chinese Party? I don't know. But when you have Jake Tapper just casually laying this out, suddenly this is all noble. Think about the all government effort. All hands on deck here. The censoring of the New York Post to keep us from finding out about Hunter Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's criminality. A lot of these Chinese deals were documented on there. And he's the what?
How big a factor was the Hunter stuff.
I think it was considerable. I think Hunter was driving the decision making for the family in a way that people, he was almost like a chief of staff of the family.
Does that strike you as pretty bizarre?
It's bizarre because I think he is provably, demonstrably unethical, sleazy, and prone to horrible decisions.
I mean, tell me how you really feel.
All this was fine, though. It was all good. It was all okay. Okay. Coming up on the show, serious question, who killed Joe Biden? Not really. Who killed him? If what he's saying is true, and you never know with the Bidens, they lie so much, assuming he actually does have cancer, and it is at the level he's talking about. How did it get here? The kind of cancer he has is highly treatable. How we got here is inexplicable. And as you start to go down the rabbit hole, whether you're Donald Trump or CNN, you end up in the same bizarre place. And you can only conclude one thing. They're all still lying. Lying about Joe Biden. Up next.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Killed Joe Biden. Once you start asking these set of questions, you'll see why I opened a segment that way. Who killed Joe Biden? It's a legitimate question. Even his aides are asking it. Even Donald Trump is asking it. Even CNN is asking it. Wait. Yesterday afternoon, a Biden family spokesperson announces, oh, he hasn't had a PSA test since 2014. Guys in the audience know what that is. To check basically your prostate. Lee says he has one every 6 months. My husband has one every year. Pretty standard for guys. Joe didn't get one though. Not since 2014? Weird. And almost immediately the media began playing a game. It's like they don't know whether to lie, to cover up, to question. They don't know what to do anymore. There's three health agencies, basically, three health groups in the United States of America that make recommendations about whether you should get a PSA test and what at what age. Okay. Two of them, yes. Call for testing starting at somewhere between age 50, 55, and they say cut it off at 69 or 70 because it's such a slow-growing cancer that, you know, you don't really need to test after 70 anymore. You're going to die of natural causes anyway, is the theory. The other one, so that's the American Urological Association, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Okay, the other one, the American Cancer Society, says start testing at 50 and puts no upper limit on it. You should just keep testing as long as you're alive. No telling how long you could live. You think he didn't get the American Cancer Society standard? He's the vice president, but they stopped testing. They say, the Biden family claims, their spokesperson claims, they stopped testing in 2014. Okay, doesn't make a lot of sense, but we'll go with it for a moment. You know what else you have to believe? And I had a doctor friend of mine text me this the other day, yesterday actually. You know what else you have to believe? He didn't have a blood test either. I'm not talking about a PSA test. I'm talking about a blood test. Do you believe that? You can't be this sick with this level of cancer and it didn't show up a year ago in a blood test. And I'm not talking about it would have shown up as prostate cancer. I'm just talking about it would have shown up as something's wrong. Follow-up test time. Just the simple blood test that we all got. I just had one, like a month ago. The kind we all have when we go to the doctor. Did basic medicine. There's no way those tests didn't show something was wrong. We don't know what, but would have necessitated further tests. I mean, look, they test your white blood cells. Come on. Folks, they're lying to us again. I don't know what the reason is, but they're lying to us again. Oh, yeah, Joe's just, you know, having trouble urinating. Just discovered he's dying of prostate cancer. There's no way. No, there's no way. And even Biden's aides are going to the New York Post and saying they fear the worst. Somebody killed Joe. I mean, maybe not deliberately, but effectively. Headline, ex-Biden aides now talking, raise new questions about Biden's cancer diagnosis in the pages of the New York Post. These are legitimate questions. According to what we've been told, Biden was ultimately diagnosed on Friday. Within the same 24-hour period, the HER tapes came out. We hear him confessing to crimes that are felonies that carry a lot of years in prison. By the way, the same felonies that his DOJ charged Trump with, 35 of those, totaling 335 years for classified documents abuse, says. It's probably just coincidence that that's when the announcement was made. Anyway, aides of Biden's were working with Biden, now talking to the New York Post. The aides, according to the New York Post, are concerned that fear of public reaction or an effect on the election might have delayed the diagnosis. Quote, I do believe they felt like something was going on and were worried about it and kind of hedged around it for a bit, said one White House staffer. I just don't know how they just kind of find this out on a Friday and it's this far advanced and serious. That's what everybody's wondering. If it's in the bones, there's got to be discomfort. I think they just didn't test. That doesn't make any sense, but here's what they say. These are Biden aides being quoted in the New York Post. A blood test has a paper trail. They probably just didn't do the test. I think it would leak if he had a PSA test they tried to bury. What's ironic, the person said, is that if they didn't give the president a PSA test because of the potential for optics of a possible false positive, whatever, that decision's ultimately going to lead to his death because they could have caught it early. Okay, how do you know not to test, though? How do you know, oh, we better not test, it might leak that he has cancer? Then you know he has cancer. Why didn't he get treated? And I don't buy this, well, he's demented, the family should have taken care. Joe Biden had more moments of clarity than he did of dementia. He was perfectly capable of noticing he would have been in some kind of pain, some kind of discomfort that this was going on and making a phone call to a doctor, you know, maybe one outside the White House. I don't know. None of this makes sense. This is a highly treatable, slow developing cancer. And I'm not going to play the audio again because I played it earlier in the show of Joe Biden in 2022 saying he had cancer. He claimed it was caused by oil falling from the sky. I played it at the time. He said it. Joe lies about everything and he's so crazy. Who knows? We all just dismissed it. Folks, who killed Joe Biden? Now, there's a bunch of conspiracies on the internet with people saying, oh, they want, you know, they wanted him dead. They wanted, you know, Kamala to take over, get good into her presidency, establish herself. No, that didn't happen. There's no way Jill and Hunter are going to let their meal deal go. There's no way. Family would have never allowed it. If only for selfish reasons. They're not good people. But if Joe's dead, the party's over. As we're seeing now. So that's not it. What went on here? What went on here? Vance Jones got one thing right about it, though, on CNN.
There are people who knew and said nothing. And that is a crime against this republic. And I think the Democrats are going to pay for a long time for being a part of what is now being revealed to be a massive cover-up.
You know what kills me, though? It's just how is the shock of it. I mean, like, how it's even shocking. Folks, he wasn't even in office yet, and we were reporting they were using the basement strategy to avoid the obvious dementia being seen by the public. Listen to Whoopi Goldberg.
But I want somebody to tell me, well, when did you know it was bad? If you knew, why did you wait?
Yeah. So can I just get in for a second? That it was after he moderated the debate.
I want to know who the heck knew. You knew. You guys all knew. There's no way they didn't know. Folks, I keep coming back to conversation with my brother. He's a liberal, very well-informed, takes in their media, nobody else's. Comes to my house after the debate. I'm sitting there, kids are sitting there, husband's sitting there. We have a house rule. We don't bring up politics unless he does. And he brings up, he says, did you see that debate? He's genuinely shocked at how far gone Biden is. He said, did you see it? I'm like, and I say to him, well, I mean, for Biden, that was not really a bad brain day. That was probably like a 6 out of 10, but he has many 8, 9s, and 10s. And I was like, I've got a whole audio vault of it. You know, I'm like, no, that I wasn't too shocked by it. And he was shocked. I wasn't shocked. My point here is this. Okay, to us, this looks bizarre. And why are you talking about this? To them, this is fresh. This is shocking. This is new. They were supposed to be cheap fakes. This is actually a crisis. I'm telling you, their sheeple believed it. And I can just remember the looks on my kids' faces. They're like, you know, looking at each other like, wow, you really didn't know he had dementia? Because they know. They see the TikTok videos. They see the Twitter videos. It's a meme. The kids have seen it as a meme. Like, how could you not know? But I'm telling you, on their side, you take in their media, you did not know. This is a crisis of confidence for them. Truly. Because they've still been operating up till now in the world of 10 years ago, where they are the only media voice. They can run whatever hoax they want. It'll work. They can tell whatever lie they want. Most American people, majorities will spit back at them in polls whatever lie they're telling. They can't do it anymore. They still live in 10 years ago. They thought they could just come out and low-key be like, ah, yeah, I guess we got the Biden thing wrong. But they cannot control the reaction. Their people are finding out for the first time they lie in a large-scale, systematic way, and this is a crisis. They cannot define themselves anymore. They can't define us anymore. They've never had to have a real debate with real facts on the battleground of ideas. And they don't know how to do it because they've never had to.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.